Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In a world flooded with information, the ability to read quickly and effectively has become an essential skill. Speed reading, Learn to Read a 200-plus page book in 1 hour mental performance by Cam Knight, brings to the forefront innovative techniques aimed at enhancing reading speed without compromising comprehension and retention. This book is meticulously designed for avid readers, students, professionals, and virtually anyone looking to unlock the potential of their brain's reading capabilities. Through a series of progressive steps, exercises, and real-world applications, Knight demystifies the process of speed reading and makes it accessible to all. As we delve into the content, we uncover not only the mechanisms of reading faster, but also understanding and retaining more, demonstrating the fusion of speed and efficiency in the realm of reading. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the basics of speed reading. Speed reading is a technique that allows individuals to read at an exceptionally fast pace without sacrificing comprehension. Cam Knight begins by dissecting the anatomy of reading itself, highlighting the fundamental processes involved in word recognition, visualization, and comprehension. The book introduces key concepts such as minimizing sub-vocalization and reducing eye fixation times, which are pivotal steps towards achieving a higher reading speed. The importance of eye exercises and their role in improving peripheral vision and increasing word intake per glance are thoroughly explored. This section sets the groundwork for readers to understand that speed reading is not merely skimming through text, but an in-depth method of efficiently processing information. Secondly, practical exercises for speed reading. Knight provides readers with practical, hands-on exercises designed to incrementally improve reading speed and comprehension. The exercises range from simple drills aimed at enhancing eye movement and flexibility to more complex tasks focused on dynamic reading and retention capabilities. A focal point of these exercises is the emphasis on practice and consistency, underpinning the idea that speed reading is a skill honed over time. Knight's approach is methodical, encouraging readers to begin with easier texts and gradually progress to more challenging materials. This section underscores the pivotal role of structured practice in the journey towards mastering speed reading. Thirdly, reducing sub-vocalization and enhancing retention. One of the primary hurdles in the pursuit of speed reading is sub-vocalization, the tendency to pronounce words in one's head while reading. Knight elucidates strategies to minimize this habit, thereby significantly increasing reading speed. Moreover, the book delves into techniques aimed at bolstering retention and comprehension, such as the effective use of visualization and the practice of active reading. The author emphasizes the correlation between understanding material and the ability to recall it, presenting methods to construct mental maps and summaries of texts. This topic confronts the common misconception that faster reading leads to poorer retention, offering concrete strategies to overcome this challenge. Fourthly, application of speed reading in various contexts. Knight extends the discussion of speed reading beyond personal development, examining its application in academic and professional settings. This section provides insights into tailoring speed reading techniques for studying, research, and workflow optimization. The versatility of speed reading is showcased through examples ranging from rapid literature reviews to efficient email management. This exploration reveals the practical benefits of speed reading, highlighting its capacity to save time, enhance productivity, and improve information processing across different domains. Lastly, overcoming challenges and making speed. Reading a habit, the journey to becoming a proficient speed reader is fraught with challenges, from initial frustration to plateaus in progress. Knight addresses these concerns, offering motivation and strategies to overcome common obstacles. This section emphasizes the importance of mindset, resilience, and the value of incremental improvement. Additionally, it provides guidance on integrating speed reading practices into daily routines, making it a sustainable habit. By acknowledging the difficulties encountered by learners and providing a roadmap for persistence, this topic serves as a comprehensive guide for those committed to mastering speed reading. In conclusion, Cam Knight's Speed Reading, Learn to Read a 200-plus page book in 1 hour mental performance, is a compelling guide for anyone eager to elevate their reading skills to new heights. It is perfectly suited for students who are overwhelmed by their study materials, professionals seeking to stay abreast of vast amounts of information, and lifelong learners passionate about personal development. By adopting the techniques outlined in this book, readers can significantly cut down on reading time while enhancing comprehension and retention. This capability is invaluable in our fast-paced world, where being able to quickly assimilate and apply knowledge can have profound impacts on one's education, career, and personal growth. Therefore, this book represents not just an investment in a skill, but an embodiment of efficiency and effectiveness in learning and professional development. If you would like to support Cam Knight, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.